At the end, Alyeska had a yard sale out there where
Seekins
is now. That's where Seekins.
Yeah.
They had a big fence all around it, and all of these, all kinds of equipment going in there. And they
everything was $25.
No, not everything, but basically, yeah.
Didn't matter what it was.
You could look at it if you had a good pair of binoculars from the road, but then it was a Le Mans start. Everybody was clustered outside the gate, and they threw open the gate, and everybody rushed in to find whatever they wanted. We got a washer and a dryer, which we still use.
How was drafting. The washer and dryer? That was out in the camps?
And yeah.
Yeah, it had
this
been out.
This is all camp material.
Advertisement for Maytag I've ever seen, a washer machine that went through pipeline camp and is still running.
Yeah.
Drafting tables, ranges, hoods, everything that had come out of the camps that they just brought it back, put a $25 tag on it. If you pull the tag and go over, they'll take your money and you cart it away.
It was a massive
sell-off to the locals who had run out of toilet paper, had run out of saltine crackers, had run out of flour, had run out of other basic necessities, which never even left the rail yards. They just sort of went north to the camps. You couldn't buy a piece of Caterpillar equipment in the state for 2 years.
Because of this project?
Because they had a special agreement with Caterpillar that every piece of equipment went to the pipeline.
Wow.